crazy old world.
I need strategies, strategies for every radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for even radio. Every time I listen, Lauren and David share strategies for living, and it makes me aware. I got strategies for living. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab. Strategies for living radio. Your dose of radio rehab.
You know, we need them. Yeah, we need those strategies, don't we? Those strategies for living. So are you ready? You ready for your daily dose of radio rehab?
Boy, am I ready.
I'm just trying to find myself. Hey, folks, welcome into another edition of Strategies for Living. I'm Dr. David McMillan. She is PLPC psychotherapist Lauren Leon McMillan. You know, Lauren, when I grew up I was born in 56, kind of the end of the baby boomers, right?
Right.
Grew up in the 60s and came of age in the 60s and 70s, right? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that was a big saying was, I got to find myself, man. I got to find myself, yeah, right?
Right.
Well, I'm still looking. but I tell you.
I think you could find yourself across lifetimes, perhaps.
Well, and that's the deal. Our life strategist today, and I'm so excited. Karen Ann Kubico is our life strategist, and she's authored several books, making true love, healing relationship patterns through past life regression. She's got out there, Life is Just Another Class. She's got a book that's called 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life. It strikes me that if we really want to find ourselves, you know, we need to dive in.
Absolutely.
And get somebody like Karen to help us discover who we remember. I guess it's remembering.
Yeah, yeah.
Who we really are, and not just across this lifetime, but across lifetimes.
Right. Our lives are continue living beyond the body, right?
Yeah, because we want to live with peace. We want to live with purpose, mm-hmm. right?
Right.
And you know, and we want our relationships to be healthy and good. And Karen helps people do that. So I'm excited.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited that she is our life strategist today. We've got so much to learn.
Looking forward to it.
Folks, thank you. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate you, and we appreciate our sponsors making it all possible. The Robinson Film Center, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, the Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, Home of the Godfather, Alligator Italian Sausage, and some pretty good muffies, too. SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. Back in a moment with Karen Ann Kubico, our life strategist today, here on Strategies for Living. Come back with us. Welcome into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Let's welcome into the program now Karen Kubico. She is a psychic intuitive, a Reiki master, past life regression hypnotherapist, certified hypnotist, author, instructor. I guess I could go on and on, but we got to get Karen in here to teach us. She offers whole soul readings, past life regressions, healing angelic guided meditations, online classes, and a whole lot more that you're going to learn about today, including lots of information on past life regression and metaphysical wisdom on her YouTube channel. Karen Ann Cubico, welcome in the Strategies for Living.
Welcome.
Thanks, David and Lauren. I really appreciate you guys having me on today.
Well, we appreciate all the work that you're doing in the world.
You're doing some great stuff, Karen. How did you get interested? How did it start for you? How did you get into past life regressions and interested in past lives?
Well, that's a great question, David. I grew up Catholic, so that was not a conversation we had. And
we forgive you, my child.
I will say 10 Hail Marys.
Yeah, that's no, right.
I know, right? But when my second child was born, we both had a near-death experience. We both almost passed away in the delivery room. Mm-hmm. And luckily, we're both fine and all grown up and everything. But when that happened, I didn't even realize it happened. And interestingly, a few months later, I had woken up in the middle of the night and I saw someone holding her as an infant. I was like, who's holding my kid? Because her dad was still asleep. And I didn't know what to do with that information. So I was listening to the radio. They had a psychic on there once in a while. And I called and got their number and went to see the psychic. And the psychic said, you need to help your child. They have a very strong third eye. If you don't help them understand what that means, it's not going to work out well for them in the long term. Mm. So I was like, okay, I don't even know what a third eye is. So right. I didn't. And I didn't know what chakras were, none of the cool stuff that I know now. But in doing that, around the age of 3 or so, I found a book called Children's Past Lives by Carol Bowman.
Oh, and she's been a life strategist here. Yeah.
Oh, fun. I just think she's amazing. I appreciate that book so much. It was the very first stepping stone that I stepped on that I got and understood something. And I literally stayed up until 3 in the morning to read that book all the way through.
Yeah.
And that inspired me to check out more of it. At the time, I had asthma, and she, in the very beginning of the book, spoke about how she had a sickness every year that would put her in bed for about a month. She couldn't breathe, had all that stuff going on. She remembered a few past lifetimes, and then she stopped having the issue. And I was like, well, if she can do it, so can I. Mm. And so I got inspired in that kind of way, and I started really delving into reading all Brian Weiss's books and listening to some guided meditations repetitively until I remembered a past lifetime. And I honestly haven't looked back.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was just,
it's interesting.
My passion.
It's interesting the way that Brian Weiss came into my life. Uh-huh. I grew up Catholic also, still practice. I'm still, believe, that I'll always love the Catholic Church and the Catholic tradition, right?
Sure.
So one of my colleagues, my therapy colleagues, came to me and said he didn't do hypnosis. He knew that I did. And he said, I've got a client that wants past life regression. And he said, do you know how to do that? And I said, yeah, I can do it. I don't believe in it, but I can do it. And he said, well, the guy wants to give you a book. And so he handed me Dr. Weiss's first book. And I took it home and I said, well, I'll read it. I put it on my nightstand and I said, I'll read it when the guy calls. Well, never heard from the guy. Maybe a year later, something like that, I'm looking around for something to read. That book jumps out at me from my nightstand, and I opened it up. I opened it up, and I had the same kind of experience that you're describing that you had with Carol's book. Mm-hmm. I couldn't put the dadgum thing down.
And I know.
I devoured it. And then, of course, you know, I had to reach out to, I was lucky because I got real lucky, or I guess synchronicity came mm-hmm. into play is yeah. what I should say, because I was Brian Weiss's publishing company. I did a lot back then. I did a lot of interviews with his publisher.
Wow.
And so it was fairly easy for me to get connected and get Dr. Weiss right. on. And it was just then I couldn't wait to get more and more info. Mm-hmm. But I thought it was interesting the way the universe kind of
put it in your
knocked me on the head.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
Knocked this Catholic head.
Well, I mean, all the stuff that we learned in Catholicism, I mean, it's you know, helps.
Well, yeah.
Give you a good foundation
yeah.
in life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, you know,
it doesn't have the ability to take you, you know, farther. There's a point where it stops, right? And mm-hmm. a lot mm-hmm. of people, I think, just level off there. And, you know,
yeah, it doesn't. It may take you to nursery school or right. early kindergarten, but what we're supposed to be doing in this life is growing, you know,
grappling and
growing.
For sure.
And, yeah. And so that's why your work, Dr. Mm-hmm. Weiss's work, so many other wonderful life strategies through the years, you know, opened the door to continuing growth. And you know, one of the things that I know, and you're kind of touching on it here, when you do this kind of work, there is a healing property mm-hmm. to it. There could be physically, but also so many people deal with fear, emotionally, mm-hmm. Karen.
For sure.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about how doing either past life regression, hypnosis itself, how can that help the fear factor?
Well, I think the best way to do that, David, is to give you a few examples, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I know in my first book that I wrote, Life is Just Another Class, I have 16 of my past lives in there, and I had some fears that I didn't even realize were fears come up and be resolved just by simply remembering some past lifetimes. And it's like in one of the lives, first of all, I'm assuming our listeners know this if you're listening to someone who's talking about past lives. You've been everything. You've been male and female. Mm-hmm. You've lived all over the place in all ethnicities and religions and things.
Right.
I was a male in a past lifetime in Scotland named Howard. And in that experience, I had a very surreal experience. I was a woodsman cutting down trees. Mm-hmm. And right. in the middle of doing that, I heard the trees cry when I was doing that. So I stopped chopping the trees down and tried to seek out someone who would know and help me to understand what was happening, because I thought I was losing my mind. Mm. And in my travels doing that, I slid down the mountainside into a long time ago abandoned cellar of some kind, and it was filled with water. And that's where I passed. But that murky water that I got stuck in, that caused me to have, in this lifetime, germophobia. And like, I used to use Lysol wipes like crazy. And this is like way before COVID, and wipe everything down and all the stuff. And after I remember this lifetime, I simply stopped worrying about it. Mm-hmm. And it was like, I didn't even realize it happened.
Yeah.
And you know, it was just a funny thing. I've had people come to me for being afraid to fly, or I had another woman come to me for fear of snakes. Mm-hmm. And some of the past lives that come up for people who have those kinds of fears are directly related to like a plane crash, or like the one woman, she was actually put into a pit of snakes as her death sentence, in a sense, back in Egyptian times. And so the resolve is through forgiveness of the airplane, of yourself being in that situation, of the snakes themselves than in this current lifetime, because in reality, we're having all these lives at once.
Right.
You're forgiving what's happening and releasing that role. I have to be afraid of snakes or airplanes or whatever. I'm out of control in that type of way, because you don't even sometimes realize where that fear comes from. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's so many people that have a lot of fears that are just unexplainable in this lifetime. And that's whenever you take the time to delve back into a past life to try to figure that out.
It's amazing that the number of people, and we've got to take a break here in just a sec, but so maybe we can talk about this a little bit, but it's amazing how many people maybe spend months, years in therapy.
Right.
And
trying to resolve something that's not even in this lifetime.
Right. And then they do a past life regression and boom. It's taken care of, and that's amazing.
They figure it all out.
There you go. KarenKubico.com, KarenKubico, KarenKubico.com. Go to that website. You're going to see all the books, and you'll see why we're talking today and learning from Karen Kubico. She's our life strategist here on Strategies for a Living. And she'll work for you too. We'll talk about that when we come back here on Strategies for a Living. Stay right where you are.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies, strategies. Strategies, Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Karen Kubico is our life strategist today. And, you know, you may have heard if you were with us last segment that Karen can help people resolve. And sometimes just a session with Karen can give answers that, you know, may take you.
You may not find otherwise.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about how people connect with you and work with you, Karen.
Sure.
How your work is actually done.
Sure. I'd be happy to, David. Thanks for the question. So on my website, which you mentioned previously at KarenKubico.com, you can book a personal session with me, whether you're in person here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, which is where I live right now, and or you can work with me through Zoom. I've literally worked with people across the world through Zoom. It's kind of a nice avenue for the process. You're comfortable in your own home. You don't have to worry about traveling, that type of thing. And it's recorded by Zoom with the transcript, which is such a nice thing to have after the experience.
Yeah.
So when someone comes to me to either have a past life regression or even a psychic intuitive reading, it's very different experiences. For a past life regression, we talk about how to have the best experience for you. And there are some things that I go over, like trusting your intuition, trusting that you may not see stuff when you're remembering a past life. That might not be your psychic ability. You might hear things or feel things, whether you just kind of have that feeling sense or knowing. You might even smell things, and that might be how your experience comes through. So that's a really important thing that I talk with people about to help them understand the process and setting the intent with them for whatever they want to focus on. If they want to find the root cause of a relationship issue that they've had repetitively in this current lifetime, or they want to uncover a fear of spiders or water or some other type of thing that's keeping them held back in this current lifetime,
right?
Maybe that can come up and be uncovered. Mm-hmm. But I have to mention this, David, honestly, because several people that have come to me lately, it feels like they've been able to go into a past lifetime, and that is a healing moment that they can experience.
Right.
But once they get to the death scene, in a sense, where they are in or around that area of time that they passed in that past lifetime, they're able to see the light. Mm-hmm. They're able to visit with their spirit guides directly and really have a very deep experience in a sense, because they get to connect with who they really are as a spiritual being. And without a doubt come out of that feeling very differently about this human experience, and that they recognize we're so much more than that, and that is the healing moment for them.
So
there's a lot that can happen in a past life regression. It's not always just about the past life sometimes.
What have your regressions, what have they taught you about what happens between the lives and the in-between space that you're talking about?
That's a great question, Lauren. You know, it's always interesting, because I don't try to lead somebody through the experience when they've gone through the death scene. I always ask, well, what's happening next?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sometimes people go to a space where they just see nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I help them in a sense like, well, the interesting fact, I guess I should have mentioned this before I go too far, is that because I am a psychic intuitive, I can actually see and understand what is happening to the person.
Yeah.
And their spirit guides are actually providing me with the inside knowledge, or the questions that I should ask next, or the prompts that I should say next to help that person through their experience best.
Right.
So I can see what's going on. So if they're in a space where they've passed and they're telling me that they see nothing, and then I get the knowing or the understanding that there's a few angels around them,
mm-hmm.
I would say to them, so I want you to take a moment and just to feel into or get a knowing of anyone that might be there around you. And then all of a sudden they'll start to get the information too,
mm-hmm.
that there's actually somebody there. They'll know that it's an angel or a spirit guide. I'll give them those questions.
Yeah.
And then they can really get the information. Sometimes they immediately start to see the light. Mm-hmm. The light is this immense, beautiful, pure unconditional love energy that looks like the sun. It's huge, and you feel drawn to it because it just feels so loving and warm. And once you walk into the light, then you can visit with passed over people from that past lifetime. Usually sometimes past people from this current lifetime pop in to say hi and your spirit guides and get to chit chat with them. And there's a whole lot more that can happen after that, Lauren. I mean, it's just profound when that occurs.
You've written, one of your, you know, one of your passions is obviously teaching and writing. You've written wonderful books, one of which is a little workbook, and it's called mm-hmm. 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life.
Is there anybody out there, do you think, that doesn't have a past life?
Oh, that's a great question. Yeah.
I haven't met anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have not met someone that has not had a past lifetime, because Earth is just one place to have a lifetime too, you know?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, I have regressed people to be in a space where they're literally hanging out with angels.
Mm-hmm.
That can be considered a past lifetime or experience, where the angels are teaching or training them in a sense on how to be nurturing and compassionate towards people. And some of the times these people that have this experience, they're nurses or other medical professionals or therapists like yourselves, mm-hmm. and they've gotten that patience and that nurturing feeling to come through. So it's when you say if they had a past life, yeah, I mean, you've had to do a lot of stuff to get here in this high-end extra credit advanced AP course of Earth.
Do you recommend, if someone is a tiny bit open, do you recommend doing the 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life inner exploration workbook?
You know, if you are questioning and you're just new to past life regression and you're like not exactly sure,
mm-hmm.
you know, I just have some cute little prompts in there that help you think about, well, maybe I have had a dream and mm-hmm. I felt like I was in a historical time back in the day. Or maybe you've met somebody that you instantly were like, man, I've known you forever, and you just met them.
Yep.
Mm. Yeah.
So that type of thing can be connected to that you guys have had a past life together.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you had a birthmark, and a birthmark can often, not always, but often be a sign of a way that you've passed in a past lifetime.
Mm.
And it can come through. like, I'll give you a funny story if you don't mind.
Sure.
Sure. Okay. So in one of my past lifetimes, I remembered myself in the 1920s, and Helen was her name, and she went to a speakeasy that didn't work out, and mobsters came with a, darn it, I forget the name of that kind of gun it is, but I
machine
got shot
gun,
in the
yeah,
neck.
And machine gun, yeah.
Okay, and in my on my neck, my entire life, up until the point where I remembered this past lifetime, I had a brown spot that looked like a bullet hole sized spot.
Mm. Wow.
And I remembered this lifetime, and it's gone now.
Wow.
Because a few months later, I'm sitting with my girlfriend who helped me remember this lifetime, and I'm like, I think we need to go sit outside with the kids and let them swim in the pool. And I need to get some more sun because my birthmark is actually fading. It never has changed my whole life. And it's, you can't even tell where it was anymore.
Wow.
It's gone.
You know, the vast majority, of the world, you know, is open to the idea of reincarnation. Why are we in the West? is it the predominantly the influence of the church on culture? Why are we so, why have we up till now? I think it's changing.
I think that's changing.
So. But why have we been so resistant to consider when so much of the rest of the world is very open to the idea of past lives?
Well, I mean, that's a deep subject, David. It's, you know, I appreciate the Bible and all that has brought us with all the knowledge and understanding and things. At some point, there's a lot of people that believe that they changed it a bit, took some things out, that reference reincarnation, that reference that you have only one life to live, and so you better do your absolute best at it.
Yeah.
I actually regressed somebody one time to their life where they were on the committee to help rearrange the Bible a little bit back in that time. Yeah, and it's, you know, through religion, they want you to live your very best life. And it feels as though that if at one point, if somebody thought, I'll just do whatever I want to this lifetime because I'm going to have another one, they're not going to try their hardest.
Right.
Do you know?
Yeah.
And so I feel like that coupled with a religious tenet that you just have this one lifetime and then you better do your best or you're going to go to hell, which, by the way, there is no hell. Mm-hmm. There's only the heaven space. So it's like, it's fear, you know?
Yeah.
It's a lot of fear.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And fear, as but we it, know, is the great, is a great way to control large parts of the population. Yeah.
Absolutely. For 100% for sure.
Yeah.
I mean.
So, you know, there's so much to learn here and your books, and I know you're still writing and, you know, you're, But as a beginning place, we got to take a break here in a minute. But if any listener says, "Hey, you guys have got my attention this evening," which one of your books would you recommend first? I know that's probably that's probably an unfair question. It's probably like asking who's your favorite kid, right?
No, well, I guess if you're new, fresh into it, I would start with the 10 Signs workbook because then you can look and go introspectively to your own life and think about, wow, I did have a strong emotional reaction when visiting that historical place.
Yeah.
Or I knew exactly to go around the corner and find that bakery.
Yep.
Yeah.
But if
yep.
you already are open to the thought that you've had a past life, then you could read the book, Life is Just Another Class. It's about my soul's journey through past life regression. And you know, I have a lot more in there than just my stories of past life. It's my recognition of going through the light. It's understanding that I've removed phobias and fears and my health improved. The asthma is gone. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was not something that I expected to happen, but it did.
There's a lot of reasons. There's a lot of reasons that you want to learn more about Karen Cubico. KarenCubico.com. That's KarenCubico. KUBICKO, KarenCubico.com. She's our life strategist today here on Strategies for Living. We've got more. Stay with us.
We all have problems every day. We all need help along the way. We need strategies
Strategies for Living Radio.
And welcome back. Welcome back into Strategies for Living Radio. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan. Wow, what a life strategist today. Karen Cubico. Check her out at karencubico.com. Check her books out, 10 Signs You've Lived a Past Life. Now, that's a book workbook. Yeah, Life is Just Another Class, another great book. And Discovering Your Past Lives, Your Path to Inner Transformation. That's a course that she does.
That's a course.
And you'll find all of that at karencubico.com. I'm wondering, Karen, with all of this stuff, you know, how much, and you learn this, you learn that. The reason I have this issue is because I died in this way back in this lifetime. But it all still has to be processed through us today, which to me, I'm wondering about forgiveness, you know, and you mentioned it earlier. How does forgiveness come into play and as a part of all of this?
That's a great question, David. Honestly, it is by far the best way to do any healing work, whether you're remembering something from this current lifetime or even when you're in the midst of remembering something from a past lifetime. And I'll give you a quick example that I usually use. Imagine, if you will, that you've walked into this store, a clothing store, for example, and you just love this clothing store. You've gone there many years. You go in there, and the gentleman who is cashing you out is so rude and very mean to you at that moment for some reason. Okay. And you get turned off by the entire store because of that five-minute interaction.
Right.
Years go by. You walk past the store. You won't go inside because of that same experience, triggered by that guy who probably no longer works there. And you are giving yourself a disservice because you're no longer going in the store that you cared about and loved and you found the right clothes for you at that moment.
Yeah.
Right.
However, if at that moment you had walked out of that store and said, "You must have been just having a bad day. I'm going to forgive him, forgive myself, try to understand what was going on there. The store didn't do anything wrong. The clothes didn't do anything wrong. It was just that one person having a bad day for 5 minutes.
Right.
And that ruined every moment of your life for the next 2 years because you couldn't go in that store. You had to find other places, whatever the case may be. But if you'd have taken the time to do the forgiveness work at that very second, at that very moment, and recognized that, then you could go back in that store a week later and it's fine.
Yeah.
So it's really, you're restricting yourself in some kind of way.
Yeah.
So when you are remembering a past lifetime, you might come across some things where you had some people that did you wrong in some type of way, might have harmed you, even worse, killed you. And that's what you remembered in that particular past lifetime. So straight away, the first thing that I do and I teach is that when that type of thing comes up, straight away you forgive the person involved, whatever else, even yourself. If it was something of like a spear or a sword or a bullet or anything like that, you're forgiving the metal, the wood, the whatever that caused your passing to occur, so that you can release all that pent-up emotion that honestly you didn't get a chance to resolve because you're passing at that moment.
Right.
Right.
So that fear, that fight or flight feeling that you get where you get all tensed up is still stored in your energy in some type of way.
Mm-hmm.
So when you forgive, you're releasing all of that and removing it from you so that you can feel at peace.
Mm-hmm.
And you're freeing yourself from these old wounds that really, it just gives some soul level healing when you release all that.
Mm-hmm.
We mentioned,
does that make sense?
Yeah, yes. That makes total sense. Yeah. We mentioned your passion. Obviously you've got a passion for healing and helping people, and through your work, through your writing, through your teaching. We haven't mentioned your YouTube channel, and
I love it.
There's a lot out there that, I mean, you know, today, you know, we can use, there's so much out there, and we can we can give, just like we can give our body a whole bunch of stuff. There's a bunch of bad stuff out there, but there's also a bunch of good stuff. And you've got you've got an entire YouTube channel where people could go on and learn. If they're intrigued by what we're starting today in this conversation, that might be a good way to connect with you further, isn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, I have been recently posting some things that talks about some examples of what some of my clients have experienced. So like I had a couple people remember past lives during World War II, and I had people remember, I had this one, it was so fabulous. I just thought it was fabulous. This woman remembered herself being a little girl. Her dad took her to a party and she met Abraham Lincoln at a White House party.
Wow.
Oh my Lord.
I mean, I know, how fun is that, right? And then, so I talked about that for a little while on a past life, on a YouTube video. And my one friend now, she's my friend. I met her through providing her with a reading and a past life regression. She actually remembered being part of the group of folks that protected the Ark of the Covenant way back when it was early days when that was around. And so that was super interesting. I mean, it's just, there's so much that comes through. It's hard to talk about every aspect of it.
Yeah.
And it's just fascinating because it's fascinating because I never, ever know what's going to come out for a person when they sit down or lay down or whatever makes them comfortable to work with me to remember a past lifetime.
Yeah. What's one thing that stands out to you historically that's maybe surprised you? You know, either from the history we think we know or from the history we
know. Well, how far back in time do you want to go, Lauren?
Yeah, that's where I was.
Well, you only have about a minute, so.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so I don't know that I have the time to delve into that. But okay. I mean, literally, when I first started helping people remember a past lifetime, and I started doing this work and I was helping people remember their past lives. I had a woman come to me. I'd never met her before. She started remembering a past lifetime that was not on this planet. She knew her skin was different.
Mm-hmm.
But the result was something was happening where, something was like a bomb or some bright white light was coming and it was exploding upon them. Do you know what her concern was? Her husband and her child that were standing there with her at that moment. That was the reason she remembered that. Not because, hey, I don't have a human skin and I'm on a different place some other time.
Yeah.
But it was because she had a fear something was going to happen to her family. And so that's where she needed to go to get the healing.
To clear connection, that. Yeah.
Connection, connection.
So
if you want to continue, if you want to continue the conversation, and I hope you do, with Karen Kubico, check out KarenKubico.com, KarenKubico, KarenKubico.com. You can find out about her books, about her classes, maybe even interested in a past life regression. You can book it right there online. We'll be back to wrap up today with Karen Kubico, our life strategist here on Strategies for Living. Be right back. And welcome back in. Welcome back into Strategies for Living. Lauren Leon McMillan, David McMillan, Karen Kubico. All I've got to say is, wow. Jeez. There's so much. I mean, Karen, we could
go. We got to have her back.
Yeah, we're going to have you back. We could go on another 3 hours.
Anytime.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll definitely
Anytime.
Do that. But for today, we've covered a lot of ground today. We've covered a lot of territory today. What do you want to leave people with? What do you want people to really take away from our conversation here today?
Well, if you're interested in healing anything that you have come across in this current lifetime, you know, awareness is the first step, right?
Mm-hmm.
But forgiveness really pounds it through all the way to help you heal. Like, for example, David and Lauren, if you've met somebody, like I mentioned as the example, like that shop owner or whatever,
right,
that really chaps chaps your hide in a sense, or and you think about it years later and it's still triggering you in some type of way. And you, or you have someone in your personal life that maybe is part of your family that you haven't worked anything out with, and you just have so much anger towards them or hatred. Well, if you don't learn how to forgive and release all of that in this current lifetime, I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen because of regressing people and helping them remember consecutive lifetimes. Plan on having that person come back again in a future lifetime because you haven't worked it out. Exactly. You haven't worked it out. And I just have to mention, because I know someone's thinking this because they're telling me to tell you this, if that person has already passed, or that person is someone you don't want to connect with because they might have been abusive or whatever, you don't have to physically go and forgive them. It's about you releasing whatever it is that happened to you. You don't have to go to them to do that.
Karen, thank you so much. Look forward to the next time. Folks, thank you. We appreciate you being a part of Strategies for Living. We appreciate our sponsors, Robinson Film Center, Azalea Cleaners, Pintail Roofing, Learning RX, We Train Your Brain, The Balanced Life Wellness Center, Fertitta's Delicatessen, SRT Sales Training, Uprising Addiction Center, and Mira Direct Primary Care. I'll get it. If today were the last day of your life, you only had one more phone call to make, who would you call? And what would you say? And why are you waiting? Make the call. For Karen Cubico and for Lauren Leon McMillan, I'm David McMillan. See you next time right here on Strategies for Living.